Welcome to you, Richo.
Good to be here, Sam. What a day. What a night on Monday in Devonport. It was great to be down there, you know, to be part of it in my hometown where I grew up and spent, you know, the first 17 years of my life. If you had told me when I left there I'd be going back one day to be a part of a launch of an AFL licence and a team and announcing the name and the colours, I wouldn't have believed you. And it was just such a great vibe down there, all of the state getting behind it. It was a great night.
Yeah.
A historic night.
It was so well done, and I loved the launch of, I loved the boards with the colours.
Yeah.
The jumper, the history, the Devils, the logo. I thought the logo looks
which was designed by
really
a local
cool.
Hobart designer.
Yeah. Hopefully the team comes in 2028. Hopefully there is a new stadium that they can play in their opening round. We'll see what happens with the state election on Saturday.
Staggering if there isn't. I'd be staggered now.
Yeah, but
look at the groundswell of support since
but this
that
was
announcement.
Yeah, I understand that. This is always going to happen. But then suddenly, if Rebecca White gets voted in on Saturday, the whole conversation changes.
I don't think that's going to happen, though, either.
Oh, hang on. You're predicting politics, are you?
Without
well, you've been speaking to some...
absolute finger on
some
the
some election watchers down there.
Track watchers, election watchers. No, I think people you speak to seem to think the Liberals will get back in, but that's... not really what we're here to talk
is
about.
The,
but
is the jumper
I think
the one they're going to play in?
It's the heritage jumper.
No, no. Sorry, that's not the question. Is the jumper that you unveiled?
It will be played in. It won't be the jumper every single week. It'll be heritage round.
So they unveiled a jumper that's not the jumper?
No, but the reason for the announcement was to announce the colours, right? Which are the colours
so
that
they're announcing the jumper
listen,
as well?
Listen. The colours were announced, you know, myrtle green, primrose yellow and rose red. Which are the colours that were first, you know, drawn up to be worn at the first meeting, Tasmanian Football League in 1908. They decided they were going to be the colours, and they've been the colours worn ever since in that jumper, in that design. So that was the jumper that was launched to celebrate the history of all the greats that have worn that, your Hudsons, your Bulldogs, you know, your Hearts, all of those guys wore that jumper. Moving forward, the most important thing are the colours. That heritage jumper will be part of the club, will be worn, but there'll be other variations of the Tasmanian Devils jumper absolutely being worn.
So it's not the jumper that they'll wear?
In their first game? I don't
know. No, just like the one that
worn.
They wear more often than not.
No, it won't be worn
okay.
every
well,
single week.
Well, that's new information to me. Yeah. That wasn't explained.
That's the heritage jumper, and it was wheeled out, obviously, because they're the colours that are going to be worn on that jumper, and that's the jumper that was worn since 1908 and all of the greats wore it.
133693... As voted by Richard and myself, the best call tonight, two bottles of Tabouli, Labo M, Yarra Valley, Pinot Gris. If you were designing the jumper that the Tasmania team is actually going to wear week in, week out, what would it be? What would you change?
How good was the Devil's logo?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really
and the colour,
the
main thing
and
is
like
the colours.
The colours. Yeah, but we need a jumper, Richo.
Well, they're not playing for 5 years, Sam.
Well, they might not be playing.
Yeah, you know, you just had to launch the club and the colours on Monday night, and the heritage jumper will always be part of the
club.
Do
you accept that that wasn't explained properly?
But it was about announcing the colours.
No.
I thought it was a great
night. You unveiled
a
jumper.
No, I think it was
Richo,
important.
You're the Batuta advocate today, holding up the jumper.
You're asking the wrong person, because I love that jumper. I was rapt to see it wheeled
out
again.
It's not a 2028 jumper. You can't wear that in modern day football.
Why not?
Football.
Why can't you? It will be worn.
Because it's tired.
It's not tired at
it
all.
It is tired.
I don't agree. I love that jumper, because I'm Tasmanian, so maybe I'm biased. But that is the jumper, the heritage that all the greats wore, and that was the reason it was there on Monday night to launch the colours, because they're the colours that we've always worn since 1908.